This year is sponsored by Nechemya Beva, Lezech Nishmas Ayalei Ben Nechemya Alevi of Ashalom, and also Yosef Ben Avram of Ashalom. This is home again in 9 days. I'll talk in the Yanni in the Gay Tisha B'Av, and the Gay going to the Kaisel. Talk about last week I had a shiur prepared for the 9 days, but it was Lavaya, so I wasn't able to have a shiur. So today I'll talk about Yanni Tisha B'Av and also Yanni Chum Beis HaMikdash. Chava says in Simon, Reish Pei Dalet, Sif Aleph. Maftir ben Navi in Yoni Shopasha. When you maftir in Navi, the Haftarah has to be Yoni Apasha. What would be the din if someone was maftir, read the wrong Haftarah? He read a Haftarah from a different Pasha. Are you Yaitse b'diyavid or not? By mistake, they said this from the wrong Pasha. Are you Yaitse b'diyavid or not? The Chor Pashtus, the din would be, that's not Makiv. Why? Because the Mechaber says in Simikov Tovchav Ches Sivches, the Mechaber says like this: May Yud Zayin B'Tamuz from Shivasa B'Tamuz Ve'Elach Maftir Megimel to Purnasa Zayin Nechmasa. You read the Gimel Puranias and the Zayin and the seven next seven parshas. Read the Inyan Anin in the Chama, and the Ramah speaks out over there also that in Noigin to Maftir B'Chasna Seisosis. When it comes to it was a chosin on Shabbos, so you read the parsh, you read the Haftarah of Sois Osis. So you see, you don't have to read the Haftarah of that week. Because let's say Pasha Dvarim. Because then the Vadi has to do about the Beis Mikdash, has nothing to do with the Pasha Dvarim. Matzah and Masay. You read different, had nothing to do with Matzah and Masay. So the Chayat, Vice says, that b'diavad should be okay then. If you don't read for that parasha, should be okay then. However, there's a tshuva of Shlomo Kluger, and Shas the tshuva stam. In one of the many swarms Shlomo Kluger wrote, one of the swarms wrote Shas the tshuva stam. And in Simon Yud he writes that's davabara. That's his lashon. Davabara, he says that you chayev to be mechayzer make a bracha, just like by Sefer Torah. Let's say you just read Pasha the wrong by mistake. You read Pasha the Schanan. You read the wrong Pasha completely. Then the halacha is that you have to read over. So why then after you read the wrong Haftarah, you have to say it over again. And the same thing speaks out in Ksos HaShulchan and Simon Peches Sifkon Tezayin. That if you read the wrong Haftarah, you're not Yaitzim and B'diavad. In the Sefer Kashulchan Chamad from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in Megillah, the Chav Gimel Aleph brings down from the same thing from Olay Yashiv, that if the Torah has no kesher to that Pasha, you're not Yotzim B'diavad. And his Raya is from a Matafayim. The Matafayim speaks out in Sha'ates and Sif Yates. It says, V'shchaydesh Shechah B'Shabbos. When the V'shchaydesh came out on Shabbos. So Dayachim Pa'isa Pasha Shavua, and the Kaira Hashemayim Kisei. That you don't say the regular Haftarah of that Pasha, you say Hashemayim Kisei. Vim Niska Acha Shagoma Bracha Shaftarah, Azayim Hashemayim Kisei Bli Brachas. But let's say if you reminded yourself, you said that you read the regular Haftarah of that week's Pasha, and you didn't say Hashemayim Kisei, and you already finished to say the last Brachas of Haftarah, then you say just right after you finish all the Brachas, say Hashemayim Kisei without the Brachas. So Yashiv's Medayik from this Shah Ephraim, the Mashma, since it has to do with that Pasha, a Pashua, or a Shchaydish, you don't have to go back and make again a Bracha. But let's say, if you read from a different Pasha completely, in order to be reading, if you're reading something, let's say, like in our case, Pasha, your Pasha's wrong. You read from the Zayin Chanasa, the Chayyah should be no problem. It should be a problem. Should be Chayyah to make a bracha again. And same thing, he quotes from Tischailam and Resh Pedal Sifkon Aleph. That's so much Haftarah, that's not Shachter Apasha. You have to read over the Haftarah with the brachas again. And same thing, Vices from Moshe Nechuva in Or Chaim Chelgal Sim Kuf Gimel. You now to Mishana. It's a different Aftarah. You have to read that Aftarah.
This one got the Aliyah or the whole Shul?
No,
someone read the wrong Aftarah. So who has to read it over?
Yes. Yes, the wrong one.
But if yesterday he read the Warren, then it would be okay, technically. The Warren was the Parashah.
Right. According to Shah Fram, that she would be okay, yes. Yes.
According to
the Huh?
According to Moshe.
What do you mean? You wish
they say it was supposed to be read Chazon.
Well, maybe not. Well, yeah, I hear you asking. Maybe not. Well, I'll tell you why in a second. Smash from them that if, let's say, Yitziba doesn't have a Navi, they don't have the Navi, let's say it's supposed to read from Yeshaya. They don't have Yeshaya. So they want to read something from Yimya. They want to read from something from Navi Acha, and it has nothing to do about that Pasha. You should not read it. Okay, better don't mean anything. Because say brachas on the wrong aftarah completely, you shouldn't do it at all. And Bechar, Moshe writes a chiddush, he says like this, that even we have no right to say, let's say we has to do something with the pasha. You find something, someone who's a baki in Nach, in the Vim Ksuvan, and he knows this has to do with the pasha. It has to do with the pasha. But it's not with the chazal or masak in it. So he says we have no right to say that this aftarah shach to this pasha. Even as Nid Milano, we have no right. Chazal had a right to say it. Ashik Nesak Dari, the ones who Masak and Zeftoya, they had a right to say such a thing. But us today, could you stop Midama? We have no right to Midama. So Chaya, according to this whole Hagdom I gave now, so Chaya, by Gimel Peronius, and by Zayin Nechomes, that we read, by Chosan, the Mechaber Amos says, you all say it a different Zeftoya. I have no shaykhs in that pasha they read. So according to that, they should come out and these pashas, it should be all bracha v'atola. When you say that to her, it should be bracha v'atola. According to the so because it has nothing to do with the pasha. So I saw in the Sefer Shirah from Yerusha Ber Salvechik on Yoni Tisha B'Av, he adds two terutzim. 1:30 writes like this. The Gemara Megillah, Davdala Mal says, Moshe Tiken Lehem Nisrael, She Yishaylem V'darshim Yana Shayim. Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Tzeres Batzeres, Hilchas Chag B'Chag. That Moshe Ben is Misakin, that a person should darshim Yana Yayim. Pesach by Pesach, Tzeres Shavuos for Shavuos, Sukkos for Sukkos. And the Gemara says there also, right afterwards, even if Purim comes out on Shabbos, so Shadash and Yoni Purim on Shabbos. Harishayim Adashim Yoni Shayim. That's what Gemara speaks out in Megillah Daftar Amrav. So he writes, Hu Adin by Tisha B'Av. To the Chiyuv to learn in Yoni Tisha B'Av. And the Chiyuv Yoni Tisha B'Av starts from Shivasa B'Tamiz, because that's when the Avela starts. You know, it goes, starts with shaving, haircuts. The next is you go to more wash your clothing, or then you go to 9 days, then the Tisha B'Av. So therefore he says that Takanas Moshe Beno, that person should be Isaac in Yoni Echubim, and Yoni Nechama from Shavasa to Thomas, from Shavasa to Thomas and on. So maybe you got to say after it's a pioneers of Nechamais, you got to say, because that's in Yoni, because that was a ticking. It's a Yoni Shayim. So Meila, so therefore it's not a bracha v'atola, and you're allowed to say these haftarahs. And same thing speaks out in the same Harei Kedem in Chedem Beis Simen Kufayim Beis. But he says another text, which is even more. Maybe you don't have to come on to Takanas Moshe Ben at all. It just as Nimshach from the Ikka Takana when they were sacking to him after when he mafter in the Navi. It could be, he says, Ikata Kanta Chamen wasn't to be to read in Yonah Shapasha. The Takana was to read in Yonah De Yayma. Just it comes out all the weeks of the year, then Yonah De Yayma is that Pasha. But by the 3 weeks until Tisha B'Av, and the 7 weeks after Tisha B'Av, that's in Yonah De Yayma. To say this after, it's in Yonah of the Chama. So Mela, Vadi, you're allowed to say to get the Haftarah to give it to Varan, and Chosa, it's not considered a bracha at all. The Chashuch Chemed himself says a little bit different. He says that you have to say, what's shot? He has to, what's shot? He says that since it's shot, the takana was, the Haftarah was, Shishim Eina Pasha, Oya Word. That was the takana. So when I saw this, where did he get to say such a chiddush? Yonim Pasha, the state. Yonim Yur, where does he say it? So, it's a chayt v'chish gadol. But I looked around, in the tour. The tour is Simen Tav Chof Ches. The tour says, bring down a psikta, which I quote. Me breishes at shiva at design tamers, maftim yinah pashis daima the daima. When it's from breishes, you know, it's right after Sukkot. That's the simplest time. We start Pashas Breishes. You read the Haftarah. It's a daima b'daima. U'misham eilach l'fi hazman l'fi ha'ma'ura t'ot t'furusa shiva nechmasa. However, from Shivas of Tammuz and on, you go according to Ma'ura, and that's why you read the t'ot t'furusa shiva nechmasa. So come to according to him, that Kana, when they first made that Kana Haftarah, the Kana Haftarah was beginning when he said Breishes until Shivas of Tammuz. And then she went until Rosh Hashanah. Then you read about the Yeridah, and that was that's the takana. So you see from the Pesikta, from the two quotes of Pesikta, that the Ikka takana was you should read the Fisman Amura from Shavas of Thomas. So that was the Ikka when Eisgestelt is saying Avtayas. The Avtayas is Eisgestelt Mitzchila that until Shavas of Thomas you read the Yonah the Pasha, and from then on you read the 3 weeks, the three Pionis and Shavas Chavasa Efters until Rosh Hashanah. That was the Ikka takana. So come back to Chaz no Kasha. This was a takana when they made when they first made the Yonah Avtaya. This was Eisgestelt of such a thing. Amos is no. Then zicher it's mutter to read it b'chatzila even with a bracha.
Yeah.
What do you mean? The difference? The difference in minhagim? You mean?
No. If somebody lands. The yontif parsha the Torah, not after.
According to Moshe, I don't know if you're Yotza, because he says you have no right to compare it, to say to the Daima. It doesn't have to do, but still, because we have no right to say that. Right, yeah?
According to what you just said, that yeah. Yesterday they would have read Parshas Devarim, the next Bechayzer, because the Kono was to read Gimel, but according to the other Shittas.
What? There is no other one. You look at the ones that are on us. You look in Parshas Devarim, it doesn't say read something else. This is the Shmaim, you read Chazon Yeshaya. That was the Ikka Takana. There is no other one. There is no one. This was an Isaac Shtot in such a way. That's absurd. Now attack is Isaac Shtot in such a way. Alright. Alright. I don't know who's Anshik Nesavdar. I don't know who was Misakin it. Whoever was Misakin was said after the Misakin until Shavas of Thomas.
Right.
Yeah. And then the rest of the day Misakin the right. Right. Right, yes. That's what the sickness says. Right. So according to that, there's no Bikasha. Alright. We find in Yanim on Tisha B'Av itself that we'll make after Chatzais. The Mechaber says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Chaf Beis, a place where you know to do malacha, Mokam Shenaga Lasis Malacha Muta. Mokam Shenaga Shalasim Malacha Ein Aisim. A place where the community, the minig is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. But if you come to community that they don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do. Ein Aisim. And Amor says, V'Einaga B'Isim Malacha Kima Chatzais. And when there's an Isim Lacha, we know you're not to do two Chatzais. We know go la hachmer at Chatzais b'chol Malacha sheyesh b'shi yitzas afil ma'isa hedyet. So we don't do Malacha until after Chatzais. And the Chashon speaks out over there. He says that you only make beds until four Chatzais. So how someone to make a bed? You don't make the bed before Chatzais. So Chaya, why do we find certain things are us at the whole Tisha B'Av? And certain things will make the Chatzais. If it's Tisha B'Av, it should be all Tisha B'Av. Where do you find such a thing? Yantif, Ice Yantif, Ice Tishabav, this thing you don't do anymore until Chatzais. That's one second. There are another case. The Mechaber says in Simit Tavkuf Nun Hei Sif Aleph, Noigen Shloineh Tzulam B'Tishabav B'Shachas. Like Talas, the meaning is not to put on Tzulam B'Tishabav in the morning, because we have Adam. Like Talas, El Elishim Talas, come Talas Vodim, you put on your Talas Katan. Like Bracha. Mincha, Menichem, Sitzes, Tzulam, Mavachem Aleim. That's the Lashon Mechaber in Tavkuf Nun Hei Sif Aleph. So again, if we have Adam, why is it only until Chatzos? Why not after Chatzos? Where do you find such a thing? If it's a whole day or not, or nothing at all. But to say it comes after Chatzos, on tissue itself, we hope that you can put on tshuva then. And sits a Tal's Golo. Third thing. The Chabad says in Tav Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, on tissue above, you say, Ban Yishalayim, you say, the tissue of Aimer, Ban Yishalayim, Nachem Hashem Lekeinu. And there are more right side on Minik Pashat, Shainayim, Nachem, Rakat Tzilsmicha Asher Tishabav. You only say Nachim only by Tzilsmicha Tishabav. Why don't you say in the morning? Why don't you say at night also? Why would they sakin only after Chatzos? Only as my mincha, that's when you say Nachim. Why would you find such a thing? If you say Nachim, it should be the whole Tishabav. Why Dafka then? The fourth case. In Tav Kuf Nun Tes of Gimel, the Mechaber says, Leil Tisha B'Av v'Yayma Yashim b'Beis Knesset l'Eretz Atfilas Mincha. When on Tisha B'Av, when it comes to Davar Mayav, when you say in Kinnis, you should sit on the floor until Atfilas Mincha. And Ramah says, "It's Maisif, Achshav Nogo Leishav Asasoleim Miyadach Hashiyotzeh B'Beis Knesset Shachris." You sit on the sasa as soon as you finish Shachris. Ma'arichin Ad Kinnis Ad Mi'ad Kerim Chatzais, and you mark Tisha Chatzais. And the Mishbuah speaks out there in Sifkat Yudbeis. He says, "V'ad shi'ezeh yan shachatzos at chatzos. You should not sit on that chair until after chatzos. Then you're allowed to sit on sasso. Also shoy lesha al sasso. In other words, you don't have to sit all day on the floor until you sit on the floor until on a low chair until chatzos. And chatzos you sit on a regular chair. So chayav we avelus of kaisos avelus." Tishabav, why such a thing? Why such a thing that you make out that you sit on a chair after Chatzos? Aya Avol, should be the whole Tishabav. If it's not Avol, don't sit on a chair. Don't have to. You should be able to sit on a chair at any time. Another case, fifth case. Ramah says in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes Sif Dalad, the Mechaber says in Ayman Tiskaba of the Kaddish. When you say Kaddish on the night, you don't say Tiskaba. And the Achrayim speak out by Abbas, you say only to that's the Lashon Mechaber Ramah. So the Achrayim speak out that by Mayav you say to Skabo right after Shemoneh Esrei. But after you say about the Kaddish, you don't say anymore to Skabo. And also in Shachris, you don't say to Skabo at all. When it comes to Mincha, then you say to Skabo. So you see that Zman Mincha is different. After Chatzos, you'll have to say to Skabo. What's the difference? It's all the whole Tisha B'Av and not the whole Tisha B'Av. There's an interesting Taisus. Taisus speaks out in Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Taisus speaks out. He deems on B'Shem Rashi. If Tisha B'Av is Chal on Thursday, sometimes Tisha B'Av comes on Thursday. Mutar, you're allowed to B'Chabes and Sapa B'Chatzos Eilus. You're allowed to take a haircut, wash clothing, and Chatzos on Tisha B'Av itself. And they covered Shabbos. Shem Lahantam had to have Shabbos and the Torah Shabbos. Shem Lahantam had to have Shabbos and the Torah Shabbos. Of course, he's talking that those are mutter to wash in the 9 days. Then to Shabbos, what exactly Taisus means. But you see that there's an Inyan, that can, at certain times, you can, certain circumstances, you can make them. And if Tisha comes out on Thursday, there's certain things after Chatzos. Why? Why should he be able to do it? How can he make them? So the kashas on all these things is set to now. Why? How could you be Mekel after Chatzos? The Chayyim, all the din should be called Ayyim. So I found the Biagra. The Biagra says in Tav Kuf Nun Hei, he brings down, the Mishbur brings it down, also in Sifkat over there, in Tav Kuf Nun Hei, Sifkat Gimel, he says the reason why Mincha is different, the Shas Mincha, they turn on the fire of Beis Midrash started after Chatzos. Zman Mincha. That's when the Beis Hamikdash went up in flames. So since the Baruch Shem was Shafach HaMasai on Eitzim Avanim, so then that's a Shtikl Nechama. Because it's Zman Nechama then. Because the Baruch Shem didn't destroy the rest of Klal Yisrael, he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, Eitzim Avanim. So Meir since it's Ksas Nechama, so that's why we are more make of certain things. And the Ramah speaks out, and the same thing speaks out, Ramah, the end of Simon Topkuf Nun Zion. So maybe we'll make after Chatzos. Now there's a Biagro, there's another Biagro, the Agro says in Topkuf Nun Tesif Kan Gimel, this speaks out clearly. All the Kulas that we say after Chatzos is only things that are not also Mikra Dina, Torah, and Haga. Moshe Sinai and Lord Chir, it's a minig. All these things we said, all these cases we mentioned, not to Malacha, that's a minig. Not for Antfira, it's a minig. All these Seinachim, all these Aminhagim. And the Seitaskav, all these Aminhagim. So when it comes to Minhagim, then he says, when it comes to Minhagim, then you can make after Chatzos. Then we make them. So it comes out from this, so all these cases we mentioned, all these cases Aminhagim. So Meir will make them until after, and make them after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. Right.
Same thing for
Yudah. For what?
For Yudah. I mean, you can't get a haircut in the wine.
That's the talk after Chatzos.
And then the next day, that's also, you can ask the same question. Yishbav ends at either at Akbala or not. Why do you keep going to the next day?
Of course, it's yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. What?
Lots of others, suppose it's supposed to, it's going to be a mic. So
right.
Do we not have some playing in some of these schools?
No. No. Alright. Now we'll talk about the Nyone, since many people travel to Yisrael. So we'll talk about Nyone, or Yehuda, Yishalayim, Halachas Negeah, going to the Kaiser, coming to Yishalayim, and so on. The Mechaber says, and so we'll go straight with the Mechaber. The Chabad says in Tavkuf Samech Aleph Sifalef, Haray Har Yehuda B'chubanam Ayma Ore Migashcha Hayamidba V'Kareya. And you make Kriya then. And Moaz Maisef V'Einer Chayv V'Kareya Ela Chagir Samach Lam K'may Me'atzai from Yishalayim. So you have to write if today, do we really make Kriya when it comes to Yehuda? Do we make Kriya or not? Do you make Kriya when you come to Ayur or not? So there are 3 days say why we don't make Kriya today on Ayur Yehuda. Dear HaKadosh HaMikdash in Chayla Gimel Perek Yitzayin Simen Beis Aysala says we don't say Yonayik to make Kriya on Ayur Yehuda. Why? Because we don't know exactly where Zach is Ayur Yehuda. We're not clear where it is. You know, today this is called Ar Yehuda. We don't know that's the real Ar Yehuda, which Chazal was talking about. And same thing speaks out in the Sefer Zeratera. We don't know the Gvulos, Bediyek, Samela. We don't make Kriya on Ar Yehuda. The Mechaber, Ir Kodesh Migdash, Yechim Echot Tzinski, he wrote another Sefer called Sefer Eretz Yisrael. So there he writes the Simen Chavei Sif Aleph, he writes another reason. That you know, the reason why you don't make Kriya on Ar Yehuda, because now when we come to when a person go visits the Kaisel, he comes from the west, he comes from the Ma'ariv and not Mitzadarim. So Meir, first he comes, he's prepared first in Yishalayim, and then after he wants to go further, then he could go to Ar Yehuda. And when once you make Kriya on Yishalayim, you don't make Kriya anymore on Ar Yehuda. Like it says in the letter on Siv Gimel, then call out Yishalayim and tell her call out Ar Yehuda. Once you turn on Yishalayim, you don't have to make Kriya on Ar Yehuda. According to this reason, it'll come out if you know for sure which is Ar Yehuda. We would know exactly what's Ar Yehuda. You would not have to make Kriya, because since we always come at Sad Meir. Interesting, if you go around the Kaisel, on the different side of Kaisel, there's a Muslim cemetery there. Why they do it? Because when I first got married, I once took a tour. There was someone that took us a tour on an old city. So he told us. I never saw that in the Ksav, but he told us that the Muslims have a Kabbalah that Mashiach is supposed to come from Mitzadorim. So, who's Mashiach? It's Eliyahu Hanavi. Those are Kayin. So they put up a Beis Olam there so that Eliyahu Hanavi can't come, Mashiach can't come.
Yeah, but it's
Goyim.
Huh? But it's
Goyim. Also, Goyim is also Mitzadorim. Yeah. It's time about the you can't go to Beis Olam from a guy also.
There's no oil there.
Huh? Yeah, but you walk through the Beis Olam. They pass the black also in Beis Olam. Interesting reason. All right. What?
Pesach Levi,
right. That was him, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All
right.
You can't even fly over. Huh? It's all right. That's what says in Sefer Eretz Yisrael. Ramayshin Echuva in Egesmayshah Echayim in Chaldalat Simon Ayan, Isir Aleph, and also in Archaim Chalakai Simlam Zayn, Isir Aleph, he says, you don't have to make Kriya Nar Yehuda. He's a Daik in Lashem Chaba, he says, Ar Yehuda is the Chubanan. There's a Chiv to make Kriya. And the Mishbur quotes the Magarom and Taz that says, Afil Yashim Ben Yisrael, Kiven, Shah Yishmael, and Mashal Malay, Mikam Chubanan. Even if Yidin Liva settle in Ar Yehuda, settle there, still sit the Chabanam. Because Yishmael Ma Moshe Malayim. So Moshe says, for today, since the Chazah Hashem is Baruch, the Goyim don't have Moshe Shalas, we have it, so now it's in the Jews' hands. So Meretz Tam Gadol, not to make Kriya on Ar Yehuda. So Vashti says him again also, if we know for sure what is Sid Ar Yehuda, what's Vadi the Gvul Yehuda, still you don't have to make Kriya. So when Maisa Ladina, whatever reason it is, we don't make Kriya on Ar Yehuda. Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Haraih Tishalayim B'chobanam, Aymetziyem Haisa Midbar Shemama, the Korea. So Mishra will bring down an interesting thing. And then many people are not aware of this halach even. He brings down from a captive affair. He says that Mestav is the first time you come visiting Eretz Yisrael. Remember, only the first time you come to Eretz Yisrael and you go visit the Kaisel, that day, you're not, he says, that day you come see Kaisel Maravi, that day you now have Basel Yayim. The first time you come to Eretz Yisrael in your life, first time in your life, you come, you don't have Basel Yayim that day. So let's say someone has a chasr that day, let's say someone flies, you know, some people are in a rush, the business people, they come for 2 days. They shouldn't go to the Kaiser because if they have to go to a chas, if the first time they came to Eretz Yisrael in their life, they have to make sure that they should not go to a chas that day, or have Basel Yayin that day. That's what the Mishmur writes. However, there's a Tshuva Mincha Shleima, Shleima Zalman, and Chelek Aleph, and Simon Agnew says, this is all Mitzvos Chasidus. But Mikadin, there's no Issa. So Meir say if he says he has to go to a chas the day you come in, he went to the Kaiser, the first time in your life. And you're allowed to go dance, and it's Smayach, the day of the Simcha of the Kali, you're allowed to. However, it seemed to me, Mishabur, it seemed, he would argue on Mishabur, because the Rosh says Sheyasa, he says Asa. If I say, he argues on the Mishabur.
Only one time.
Only first time? I guess because it makes the biggest impression the first time. There's no problem, next day is no problem. It's only about that day.
What's the first
Kaftar Ferch. Katsifer is a Kadma. No, he doesn't say from who. Right. The Chabad says, in Sifes also, Hareya Yishalayim B'chobana Chai L'Kraya. And like you see the, what's he talking about? If you see the Chaimis Yishalayim, go around the old city, there's a wall around the old city. You see those walls, you should also make Kriya. There's a machlokes apaiskim. If there's mana there, you have to make kriya on the chaimis. You see the chaimis. If you see the walls of Yishalai of old city, you have to make kriya. Not. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva in Archaim Chelkai Siman Ayin Aisir Aleph in Archaim Chelkai Siman Lamzayin Aisir Aleph says mana there. Since Yishalayim is now his, it's not a shusakim anymore. You don't make kriya when you come to only you make kriya only when you come to the Kaisim Aravi. But then he says, the old city Yishalayim, also, just like our Yehuda, it's Vishuseino, so the Yishalayim is Vishuseino, so you don't have to make, you don't make Kriya. Only on Kaisim Aravi. However, there are places that disagree with him. in Mechashleimah from Shlomo Zalman, Chayel Gal, Benesim, Nayin Gimel, Yagyus. He says, even though it's B'shoseinu, it's still a chiyuv to make kriya when you come to the Chaimus, the old city, the Chaimus of the Eir Atika. Why? Because since there are churches there of Gaim, and also it's Kibbutz Akim there, so it's always considered the Nasha B'chobona. Even if it's not themselves, Umas, it's in our possession, still you should make kriya. That's what Shlomo Zalman paskins. In Orchos Rabbeinu, from the stipler Chelik Beis, he brings down that the stipler, Esav David Junger, I don't remember heard of him, he was for Ab Bezdin of the Dats many years ago. So he asked him when he came to Israel, he wanted to go to the Kaiso. So he asked him, does he make kriya when it comes to Kaiso? Do you make kriya or not? So you guys answered. He said, this is how you can answer it. He says, Eretz Yisrael, America owns Eretz Yisrael. America owns Eretz Yisrael. The Sheraton Eretz Yisrael. It will appear in Yishik HaKel, he says. America costs Eretz Yisrael costs. You know what I mean? Whatever America, they have to follow them because they live by them. And the stipend was masking to that swar. So it's not just the time of Rabbi Moshe writes to be Shusi B'day Yisrael. It doesn't make a difference. He also brings down, over there in Archos Rabbeinu, he brings down that the Chazenish taught twice. Once he came to Shayafa, and second time when he came to the Kaisa Maravi. And the Chos Rabbeinu brings down that the stifler was knowing many times to quote, when he came to Shayafa, he closed his eyes, not to make clear. So that's why he always taught only that Kaisa Maravi. He came being right from Chazenish. Chazenish was lifted way before 67. However, from the disciple was after 67, and he went to Kaiso, and he made clear. So Vaitzos, he didn't hold it to Shus Yisrael. He held the you should still make clear then. And you see, the Kaiso of the Eir Atika.
He made on the Kaiso, he made on the Eir Atika.
He said you could make it. You make on the Eir Atika. You would close his eyes not to make clear then when he went to
Stipe,
right? Yeah. Then the third time from the Satmarov. Satmarov is in Divayayo. In Archaim Simulamed Aisvav, he argues, he doesn't have Moshe, but he argues, and he says, Adarab, he says, now that the Eretz Yisrael and the Shus of the Arab and the Kaifim, so certainly should make worse than it was in the belonging to the British Mandate, or to who is the Turkish, whatever it is, it is, it's worse even now. So, Meir Zichar, what's the Shaila? Zichar, you have to make clear. So, the Stam will argue on Moshe by Yor Yehuda also, for the same reason.
Someone goes to the
Kaisel
and they keep their eyes closed the whole time. Do they have to
raise
Kriya?
Why would you go to Kaisel with his eyes closed?
Why did he close his eyes?
There's a whole Shaila in Achreinu and Summa. The Summa has to make Kriya. There's a whole Shaila in Paiskim. Alright.
Can you answer my question?
What? If he doesn't see, if it's tightly closed by the Hashem Yafa, he didn't make Kriya, so someone would do my Kaisel also. Someone help us in, that's all. Yeah, Shamish with him, that's all. Huh? Yeah, maybe. Maybe the Shamish was in 30 days, whatever, they didn't have to make clear then. The Mechaber says, V'kesheraya beis ha-Midrash kareya. What is called seeing the Midrash? What is called seeing the Midrash? There's a Machlokes ha-Paiskim. What is called seeing the Midrash? In the Moshe Sternbach, in the Sefer Tshuvos and Haggis, Chelakal Simishin Lamed Aleph, and also speaks about him by the Zmanim, in Chelak Zion, Simration in Zion, he brings down, he heard B'Shem de Biskarov. The Biskarov was Makbet, see Mamish, the cock of the Azara. Usually, if you stand by the Kaito, all you see is a big mask hanging over, you see a big mask, but you don't see the cock of the Azara. So, Mela, he helped you know my kriya. What you have to do if you want to be yitzer, seeing the Mokum HaMikdash, according to Biskarov, you have to stand on a mountain, you know, high above, you know, what's it called? Hazesim, or different places, Hazesim, or on the other side, by I think Migdal Dover, I think over there. You stand over there, then you can see the kark of the where the Beis Mikdash was. So then that's when, only then you make kriya then. However, that's what they bring down B'Shem Biskarov. However, the Bach, if you look in the Bach over here in Topkuf Samachalav, he says, the Nargo, to make clear by Kaiso, If you don't see this clearly, if you don't see the Kakazah, and same thing Rai says from Moshe, he says when you come to the Kaiser, you make Kriya, and same thing over Chasabeno, he was a Makbet. And you see the Chazainish in the Saitla, they want Makbet to see the Ritzvah of the Harbayas, as long as it came to the Kaiser, they make Kriya then. Another Shaila. Can you use. What?
Why should they make Kriya by. You see that mask?
Huh?
By itself.
It's not the kaka. You have to be kaka
zor.
It has to be kaka zor. Can you use the same shirt to make many kriyas? So he said, go. Someone travels a lot to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to go to the Kaiser. Can you use the same shirt or not? So the Mechaba says, from the advice says, you learn the Mechaba. The Mechaba advice says that you're allowed to use the same shirt for kama kriyas. Because this is the Lashon Mechaba. Nechen chayim lekraya minatzayfim v'akach shiyah migdash kareya kraacha. And the Mishmur speaks out the yachin gimetz voice. You know, use the same shirt. Yes, you shouldn't be right next to the kriya beforehand. When you turn the second time, so you go over your machik tzviyat voice, three fingers, and then you make a second kriya. So Vice says from him that you can use the same shirt a number of times. However, it's not called raya. Because the reeds talking came at the same time. When I come, I first see the Yeratika, and then I come and see the Kaisel. So when I supposed to take a shirt each time, take up a shirt for another shirt, it's not to do such a thing. But let's say, if I go 1 week, and I come to Edsel again in a couple of weeks, and a month later, 130 days, I come again, maybe you do have to make Kriya. However, in the Urchus, the brain brings down that the stipler used the same shirt many times he went to Kaisel Malavi. He's the same baggot. He's to put on the same baggot. So Adina, we see, you're allowed to, even different Zman and Shainim, you're allowed to mishtanj the same beggar, go three fingers away, and make a kriya again. Another Shaila.
You're allowed to sew up the
kriya? Huh? We'll talk about that. It's on the list. You could sew it up in a way that you can see that it was torn. Alright. Are you allowed to go, if you go to the Kaisa, so we establish now, you come to Kaisa Maravi, you make kriya. The question is, if you come Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, do you make Kriya or not? Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, in Yerodei Cheregimel, Simnum Beis, Ois Dalad, he says that if someone goes Erev Shabbos after Chatzos Hayayim, you still have to make Kriya. Unless if you already go before Shabbos, you already think your Shabbos already, going to Damincha, Kabbal Shabbos, then you don't have to make Kriya then. And the same thing speaks out as the Torah brings down that he heard this Chazanish. Do you make Kriya Erev Shabbos after Chatzos you go the first time? He said you make also Kriya. And same thing Achas Rabbeinu brings down in Chedek Beis that Rosh Chodesh all day Shireimim Matachnun and all Chodesh Nishin the Chodesh Nisan you mechuyav to make Kriya. Even though you don't say Tachnun, that's nothing to do with Tachnun. You still make Kriya. Just Chol Moed, you don't make Kriya. The Sefer Yaakovish Vamigdash brings down in Perikid Zayin. I say, you don't make Kriya on Chalamayt. He doesn't talk about other times, but he says, you don't make Kriya on Chalamayt. There has to be Tshuva Nikos Moshe, that's a Shtikl Saisa. The Moshe in Archaim Chelekei Sim Lam Zayin, Ois, Beis, he says, if you say the time, you have to make Kriya because of the Tzar of the Chubin, so the Mokam, as far as to say, you don't have to make Kriya on Shabbos Achat Sais. So Chayt is Shtikl Stira, but the Ikka Tshuva is the one that he wrote, the first one I mentioned, Yerdei Simon Beis Ois Dalet. In the Sefer Yaakovish Vamigdash, in Chayt Gimel Simon Yer Gimel, doesn't mention anything about Erev Shabbos. When he talks about all the halachas, when you make Kriya, you don't make Kriya, here he doesn't mention anything to Geya Erev Shabbos. However, in the Sefer Shabbos Tshuva, Tzera Chachma and Chayt Kei Simon Beis, he brings down the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, that brings down to Machlokes in the Minhagan Yerushalayim. Do you make Kriya on Yerushalayim or Chatzos or not? And he comes out Ladina, you could be Mekel.
What's called the Kursa?
Huh?
What's called the
Kursa?
100 feet, 50 feet?
When you see it. Normally the minute gets to wait till you come Mamash the Kursa, but if you see it far away, since you're coming anyway, so you wait till you come Mamash
the
Kursa.
If you're coming to the Kursa, you could take the bus to the Kursa and you see it, you have to do Kriya?
No, you wait till you come to the Kursa.
What is the Kursa?
becomes insecure, you know.
Huh?
It becomes insecure.
Right. What's considered? Where do you do start? Where do you do kriya?
The minute is to make kriya right when you come to the kaisel.
Where? 200 feet away?
No, a few feet away. A few feet away. Walk up to the close to the kaisel. You make kriya then, if you can.
Security or before the security?
No, you don't make kriya then. The minute is to make kriya when you come amish to the kaisel.
Unless you don't see it anymore.
Unless you can't get it, so full, then you see it, then you make kriya even further away. But the chatzchila, you go to the kaisel.
So you go right after the kaisel and make kriya?
Okay. You go straight up to the kaisel and you make kriya.
Right
after
the
kaisel. Right kaisel, yeah.
You see,
let's say, we're not holding that for you. Another shayla. A person comes the first, it comes to Israel. And he comes to the Kaisel. The first time he comes to the Kaisel, the first time he hasn't been there for 30 days. Now he comes the first time to the Kaisel on Shabbos. Comes to Shabbos the Kaisel. Now he wants to go a second time during the week. On a Tuesday he wants to go to the Kaisel middle of the week, and still within 30 days of he saw the Kaisel on Shabbos, do you have to make kriya? But he didn't make kriya yet. Is it chiv to make kriya? No, to make kriya, Shas, you see the kaisel. When I sit on Shabbos, maybe I see again, I don't have to make kriya or not. The Ma'al Diskin clears this shayla. Ma'al Diskin is in Kuntis Achren, in Ice Kufay Hay. The Ma'al Diskin clears. If a person saw the kaisel the first time on Shabbos, and he sees it a second time, B'chayel, he clears he has to make kriya or not. And he's near for Tzarachin. Doesn't answer. In the Paiskim is a machlokes. In the Sefer Ze'atayah, means down he heard from the Chazanish that if you went on Shabbos and then you go during the week, the first time you went on Shabbos and now second time going during the week, you're parted from making kriya. And the same thing speaks out. Yeah, Kurdish Vamigdash Chel Gimel Peg Yedzayin Eis Dalit. It says Daima. The song I hear the Shmuel Kriva. Here is Shmuel Kriva. We have to sit behind Shiva. But it was after Yontif it came to Chayka. You heard on Yontif Shmuel Kriva, and on Yontif he heard it came to Chayka. So then you're part of him making Kriya then. And Sending speaks out the Mechashleima, Mechagalsim, and Gimel, these are the same Raya, and he holds that if you saw on Shabbos the first time, and you go during the week, you don't have to make Kriya. However, Rav Moshe writes in Yerdei Chel Gimel, in Simen and Days, Ois Aleph, he says that if you saw Shabbos and Yontif the first time, and if you saw him in the middle of the week, you have to make kriya. There's no ptur that he's saying, you have to chiyav chiv kriya. And there's no ptur that you saw the kriya on Shabbos, you don't have to tear it now during the week. You have to come during the week then, you still have to make kriya. I saw in the Sefer, the Shmaitz of the Maisha, he says a very glatz of svara. He says that even the Ma'al Diskin is Maitzah with Ramosha's Pesach. Even Ma'al Diskin, Ma'al Diskin mentioned Kled Shaila. Ma'al Diskin in Bible Tzarechin. Well, this whole shayla was, if you look at Ma'al Diskin itself, this whole shayla was that you went to Kaisel Shabbos, and you stayed in Kaisel Maravi too much of Shabbos. So I'm still wearing my Shabbos Begadim. Do I have to make kriya on the Shabbos Begadim now? That's what the Ma'al Diskin was clearing. But let's say if I went to Kaisel on Shabbos, and then Tuesday, I go now again to the Kaisel, so the diner, that even Ma'al Diskin, you might make kriya then. Because this, when you went on Shabbos, you went to the Kaisel and stayed too much on Shabbos. So you went there with your Shabbos Begadim, and you already said the Kaisel. You already said the Kaisel already. So nobody's going to take kriya 2-3 hours later. However, if you went completely, you left the whole Kaisel Maravi, and you come back on Tuesday, and then it could be Ma'al Diskin be Maida, then in such a case, you also have to make kriya then. How much you make kriya?
Right. Like
how much you're making? Right, yeah. Shabbos, yeah, right. It's like Shabbos. Yeah. So now if you go in the middle of the week,
right,
the Shaila to Machlokes, you have to make kriya or not?
The second time you have to Chol Hamoed.
The first time
you have to. The first time of
Chol Hamoed. Now the second time you go, is after Chol Hamoed, is the Machlokes, you have to make kriya or not? Right. Well, if someone went to the Kaisel and he's afraid to make kriya and he forgot to make kriya, comes home, he minds, oi, I forgot to make kriya. Do I make kriya now or not? The Moshe in the Tshuva, in Yerdeach, in the Kesim, Lamzayin, or Zalad, he says, a chiyuv is to make kriya as soon as you see the kaisel, not later. So, if you come home, he says you don't make kriya anymore. Even though it's still your magish tzar, you don't make kriya anymore. And same thing speaks out in Shuas Mechashleima, Chayagal Siman Aigimel, he says the chiv to make kriya is only b'shas chimam. But if he goes away from there, even still Isa Yain, you don't make kriya.
So he goes back after that.
Huh?
He goes back a second time. Okay,
so you forgot, but now he goes back to the question.
Interesting, Shiloh.
If you go again that day,
the next day.
It was the first time.
There's no different Shabbos.
It should be the Chayyah, it should be no different Shabbos. Huh? But still, Apple Pinkham, still you have to Chiv Kriya.
Then there's a Ptur.
Huh? Yeah, it's a Ptur, right.
Yeah, it was a Chiv Kriya.
Right, sorry.
We said it with the Zin and Riyah.
Huh?
You saw it before, but you can't tear unless you see it.
Right, yeah, okay.
No, so how, what's
the
thing?
Well, once it's a chiv kriya, yeah, the chiv didn't go away. Yeah. That's
the other side. So for Mistabes, you still have it, you're right. Mistabes, you still have a chiv kriya then, if you go a second time. Alright. Mechshlomo writes something else. He says he brings down a letter he wrote to Sefer HaRakodesh. And Sefer HaRakodesh says like this. He brings down quotes of Chazanish that if someone leaves a kite to Marave, he says quotes that he heard B'Shem the Chazanish, that's the person HaKodesh, quotes of Yisrael Chazanish, that all day, evening, if the kite still make kriya. It's only the next day you remind yourself, or that night you remind yourself you don't make kriya. But Louis too, it's still the same day, even though you left the kite to Marave, you still should make kriya. That's the HaKodesh quotes in the Chazanish. However, he says, the Shlom Zalman writes, he's not misupik if that's emes or not. That if you can send on this shmua, it's not mistava, and therefore you should not make kriya then. Another shada comes up. Someone goes with his family to the Kaisa Maravi. His wife goes, his children go. So, of course, everyone makes kriya. What about the wife? What about ketanim? So the Archos of Benet speaks out, the wife for sure has to make kriya. It's not different if he is a man or woman, doesn't make enough kamina. Of the shada is a kata ketana. Anyone under bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, did have to make kriya or not? Are they mechuyev to make kriya or not? Now the halach is, even though we paskin, ein avelus to katan, by katan there's no avelus whatsoever. However, even though there's no avelus to katan, however, als agmas nefesh, you make kriya. And I, someone else tears the beggar of katan. So shayla is a katan, when it comes to katan or avi, does he have to make kriya or not? So the Echras Abedin speaks out in Chavi Beis. He says, if even though by Zayin Krevim, a person's potter, katan, it doesn't have, there's no din avelus, and the only reason to make kriya, as Agmas Nefesh of Acherim, but this is not shy by Kaiso. So Melech, by katan and katana under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, they don't have to make kriya when they come to Kaiso Maravi. Huh? There's no chilchan avelus. There's no chinuchan there. That's what we pass him.
Right. Even if they completely understand.
Right.
And if they want to?
If they want to, they could. I don't know. I don't think the B.S. about Tashkas. Right. All right. Now we'll talk about the Seda Kriya, what you do at the Kaiso. So Mechada speaks out like this. In Tav Kuf Sarachal Sivdalat. Kol HaKroyim Ha'elo Biyadai Muhammad. All these type, all these kriyas you do, you have to tear with your hand. Muhammad, you have to be standing. The kareya called susai. Sha'olav, achigala slibai. That you have to tear if you're wearing a jacket, you're wearing a shirt, undershirt, you have to make kriya. We're talking about Tal's cotton. You have to tear everything. The shirt, your jacket, and your undershirt. Vaisa is, Achi gal liba. To mamish, you see the skin. Veinu ma'acha karay me l'aylam. You don't sew it back l'aylam. Avashoy lishalom namal lakdom tafam kimisomas. You sew it back in a way they could tell it was torn, you know, like a sulam, you know, you don't go straight. You cook it such a way it's nicker that it was torn. So according to Mechavashita, is mashi mechuyev to tear your jacket, your shirt, and also your undershirt. Ad Levi. There's even a shayla paiskim, you have to tear your tall's cotton. Because a talis katan is a beged that you wear. It's like a beged you wear today. Some people hold you don't have to tear it because the beged shemitzvah. It's a shayin on the chayinim. You have to make clear. Even when someone's sitting shiva, when you tear, there's a shayin when you tear your shirt, you have to tear your talis katan. No, so it's a shayin on pais skin. We're not gnatza. I'm not gnatza. So maisa, do you have to? So what do you? So maisa, you have to tear your shirt, your jacket, and also your undershirt. Because it's not Levi. Emerson, what the Mechaber says, is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mechastainis per Dalad halach yudzayin. The Rambam says, Aloshen, ad Levi. However, the Ravid argues. The Ravid argues on the Rambam, and he says, it's not done Av-Aim. Av-Aim, it says, you tear your jacket, you tear your shirt by Av-Aim. If my learner is going to lose a parent, you tear your jacket and the shirt. If you lose a brother, sister, a wife, or a husband, you know, either or, you lose one of Shiva Krim, not Ava Aim, then you only tear one beged. So the Ravid says, it's not time to have aim. So since it's not time to have aim, so it's time to like Shah Krivim. Shah Krivim is only one beged you have to tear. And the Makkah Mishnah speaks out over there that the Ramban holds like the Ravid. And as they argue on the Rambam, Ram says that she got Levi, we don't hold like that. All you have to tear is one beged. In the Tshuva Mechesh Leimach from Shlomo Zalman, in Chelek Aleph, beginning of Simna and Gimel, he says the minig item is like the tear just a tefach and the beged elyon. Because we're not like the Ravid and Ramban, he says. And also, and right after it, Mechesh Leimach says, be any beged, one beged. It doesn't need to be a beged elyon. It could be a shirt, it could be a jacket, either or. You have a choice. And same thing speaks out in Erchas Rabbeinu. He says, you should tear it in a jacket, or if you want, in one place he writes, you tear your jacket, and soon after he writes, you tear your shirt. And he says, you can use the same shirt many times, even four or five times. And when you make the kriya, you do it on Tzatzmoel. He says also, what? That much not. Just the type of now. I understand that's when it comes to a shopper, but here by Christ, because it's Levi. I actually got a Levi. It has to be by Levi. I understand. I said that's for Shakrim, you do the right side. But here by Christ, that's why I mentioned Sat Smile. Even though you know, Shakrim has dinner, of, you do it Sat Yimin. But here, since for Christ, it's connected Levi, because Levi Chal El Chavi Kibbe, and so on.
Right.
What?
By
most people, it depends. Some people, if you just go with a shirt, if you wear a shirt, then that'll be the beged elyon. If you wear a jacket, then that is the beged elyon. A coat for sure. Now, let's say you go in wintertime, let's say it's cold in Yerushalayim, that a coat, the way the Taz speaks out in Hichas Avelis, the toast not to the beged. He just wears for the winter. All right. However, that's the shita of Shlomo Zalman. He says we hold like the Ravid and Ramban, and also the Stipe holds like that also. However, the Masham quotes a Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer asks a kasha that the Chaya is a stira in Mechabes. Mechabes cites himself. Mechabes writes in Siv Beis, he says, he says, "Chol kriya tefach." When you make a kriya chayv kriya and tefach in the makach shiur amigdash kriya kriya acha, the chol kriya tefach. You tear only tefach of your beged. So he says you tear to tefach. And also, however, in Siv Dalet he says that you tear actually got a Levi. So Chasam Sofer the chayv says himself. So he quotes the Chasam Sofer and says, "There's no stira. You need both. You need to tear tefach." Plus, you have to all the begadim, actually got Levi. All the begadim, each beggar and beggar, but each beggar and beggar, you have to tear a tefach. So the Mashiach Chasam Sofer held, they should do like the Shita of Mechaber, actually got Levi. Mamash actually got Levi. I saw in the Mechtovim from the Gay Rebbe, from the Imri Emes, Mechtovim, they put out letters, if he was nifty, they put out the letters. I have a sefer. What they printed, it's called Eisa Mechtavim. And page Ein Hei, He learns a whole different shot. What's mean Achi Galalibai? He says, you should be Magish Balev Libi Al Khalayim. That's it. It doesn't mean Achi Galalibai physically. It means any person should feel the chumas and nishi feel in his heart. That's what it means. So maybe also learn that the chiv kri is only one baggage. You don't have to do more than that. So Adina, we paskin, Adina, we paskin, that we're only to, and that's the mini oilam. Mini oilam turns to, you'll only tear one baggage. And the mini oilam, Statler writes in Echos Rabbeinu, that you don't have to leave the shirt on the whole time. As soon as you make kriya, someone wants, he can change right away to another shirt. A woman has a blouse, you know, she tears a blouse, she may put on some, right there, for sneeze purpose, she puts some safety pins, she go into the basic kise, and change over there. So you can change right away. Once you make kriya, and you leave the kreisel area, you're allowed to change right away. You don't have to wear the whole day beggar kriya. You can take off the beggar kriya, and right away after you make kriya.
Can you make two kriyas in one day? Instead of all you have a lavadi, you go to the base level, you make a kriya, then before the fight, you want to go to the kosel, make another kriya?
You make kriya, yes. Yes.
Second time.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Okay. Oh, 1 second. One second.
What do you say?
An email gets sent out in order to notify the people of any changes to Shia's schedule. So anyone right now doesn't sign on the email, should please come forward to Alicia and he'll give you and he'll be able to send you email. You give me his email address and be able to send to you. We'll talk next week. Next week, we'll share next week. We'll talk about, you say, dynamics. We'll have a few more things to talk about.
Something happened that you're marrying two family members at the same time. You make nice Korea once, right?
What, at the same time?
Yeah.
You make one. You make
a tragedy.
Yeah. You make, I think, one Korea. One Korea. But he's talking about you went to Leviathan, then you want to go to the Kaisel. It's two different places. So. Huh? That's next week. We'll talk about it. Living in Yishlaim, that's next week. Next week we'll talk about it. Living in Yishlaim, you have to go to 3 days.